Good morning. 7:31 a.m. on Saturday, May the 29th, 2021. It's kind of a foggy, chilly morning here. I put on the windbreaker. I'm glad I did. I'm quite cozy. Even though my nose is cold, my fingers are cold. It's that chilly out here. It's like my fingers are cold, my nose is cold. It's 50-something, 51, 52, maybe 50. The water in the air makes it feel cooler, I think. I don't need the jacket zipped up anymore. I took yesterday off. My legs have been talking to me for the last couple days. And they've been trying to explain to me that, you know, after pretty much not walking for several months, or almost none for almost several months. That's pretty. A bush with a lot of clusters of flowers. They're white. They look like snowballs. So after so much time of not walking, or not walking only sporadically, the idea that I might jump back in and expect to be able to walk pain-free every day without any kind of repercussions. Yeah, that wasn't ever. That wasn't ever in the cards. That wasn't ever going to be the case. And so yesterday was the day. I took the day off. I was writing. It was another distracted day. It was. I didn't break any speed records with the writing, but I did get the writing out. And I started again this morning. So there's a. There's a down payment on the word processor here this morning. I'll go back and finish up. Pay in full. I need to make some time for the final edits on Salt. This has been weeks, months, kind of hanging open. AJ doesn't have the cover. And I suspect part of her problem with finishing the cover is that I haven't finished the edits. And of course, I haven't finished the edits because I don't have a cover. So one of us needs to break that logjam. It probably should be me. Just saying. If you missed it on Facebook, the pre-order for Dark Knight Station is up. Drop date is June the 29th, so it's the pre-order's up early. I had a conversation with a friend last night. Helps if you put all the syllables together. About the relationship between walking and writing. And what got me thinking about that was, I've been thinking about it for quite a while, but I've been distracted lately by a YouTube channel called Veritasium, I think. An element of truth is basically, it's a pun, because there is no Veritasium in the periodic chart, and perhaps there needs to be. But I found the channel, it was sort of like one of those sidebar prompts that sometimes can drag me down a rat hole. And it was, is success hard work or luck? And the answer is, why choose? why choose? And he makes, and I don't remember the guy's name, he makes an interesting, some interesting cases for that. That if you don't do the work, it doesn't matter if you're lucky or not. And yeah, there's a certain sense of roll the dice. And if all you're doing is depending on chance, then why bother? But that idea that if you don't do the work, it doesn't matter if you're lucky, is really, I think, the crux of it. If you do the work and you're unlucky, there's really nothing you can do about that except keep working. I'm going to say keep hoping, but no, hope doesn't do it. It has to be the work. You have to do the work. You have to keep working. If you walk without rhythm, you won't attract the worm. And I don't know why that has been echoing in my head for days now, but probably something to do with an interview I watched with Christopher Walken in it, and it's like, I never knew he was actually a dancer. So when he shows up in this Fatboy Slim video, it's like, what? What? So if you don't do the work, then it doesn't matter if you're lucky. Because there's nothing there to be lucky about. If you do the work and you're unlucky, well, the thing about luck is luck changes. Luck's not constant. Luck is random. Luck is, you only need one good piece of luck to make a big difference. And you could have several small pieces of luck and have the same difference. And particularly when it comes to something like writing, or art in general. You don't need to have all the luck. In fact, it's probably better if you don't. But I got sidetracked. I was talking about the relationship between writing and walking. And in spite of the fact that the writing was, I hesitate to use this term now, because it wasn't going well. In spite of the fact that I was making my word counts. Good morning, sir. Thank you for blessing us with your muffler. I was making my word counts. So, in theory, that should have been yay. Actually, it was sort of like, oh God, this is horrible. This is horrible. It was taking me all morning to get through. It's taking me into the afternoon to get through in large part because I was being distracted by everything, anything that was most, that was even slightly shiny, was able to drag me away from it. And you would think that if anything, it's like, oh yes, I need an excuse not to write. Walking should have been like first on my list, and it wasn't. And it wasn't. It wasn't even on my list. It wasn't even last on the list. It was just like, yeah, that's something I should do. Oh, look. And as the writing began, as the end came closer, as I'm able to see now where this string is going to end. Oh, coming up, Mike. Get ready, sit with me. Long post. I'm feeling better and better and better about the writing. I'm not saying it's going any smoother. I think it might be, actually. I'm not saying it's not going any smoother, but I can see it. I can see an end. I can see where this thing goes. And so the words are less troublesome. Now, a lot of that has come since I watched that Jay Dilla piece a little more than a week ago, which helped me sort of get my focus reset. So, with that reset of focus, the writing went better, and I walked. And the more I walked, the better my focus was. And the better my focus was, the easier it was for me to walk. So, the conversation we had last night was, is the writing going because you're walking? Is the writing going better because you're walking more? Or are you walking more because the writing is going better and so you feel better about walking and talking about it? Which brings me all the way back around to Veritasium. He did a piece on salt lamps. And it got my attention because a couple years ago, one of my kids gave me a salt lamp for Christmas to go in my meditation chamber. So I can go in there and turn on the salt lamp and have a glow. And it does impart a small scent when it's hot. The hot salt smells. Well, it smells different than the cold salt. But the idea is that the heating of the salt releases negative ions when water touches the warm salt, and it strips the negative ions out. Blah, blah, blah. And those negative ions are correlated with improved mood. That's the theory. That's the new agey bullshit. Don't get me wrong here. Just because I use a sort of derogatory, dismissive term. As the video goes on to explain, there are in fact crystals that do give off significant amounts of ionization when they're heated. That's just those crystals are stupidly expensive. And there is some evidence that perhaps, some inconclusive research that says perhaps the negative ions do help in terms of mood, in terms of fighting depression. The punchline at the end of the video was that if you want to get more negative ions, if you want to get more of those kinds of refreshing feelings, he pointed out that the best thing you can do is take a walk, because inside your house, the negative ions are not anywhere near as prevalent as they are just in the wild outside. There are more of them near waterfalls. There are more of them near the ocean. I'm always invigorated by being at or near the ocean. Waterfalls are exciting. And coincidentally, there are more negative ions there. Now, is it exciting because the ocean is such a vast and inspiring place? Or is it exciting because I've got a lot of negative ions? I don't know. Which had me thinking about this conversation this morning. Is my writing going better because I'm walking more? Or am I walking more because the writing's going better? And is it luck or hard work? Without the hard work, luck doesn't matter. It's a joke I tell too often about the only reason I haven't won the PGA is that I don't golf. You know, it's a pretty big obstacle. So it's really exceptionally unlikely that I would get enough luck that I would suddenly be replaced in the final lineup at any PGA tournament with the winner, and I would get the trophy for not having played. That's the improbability drive, I think. would be an instance of the improbability drive kicking into high gear. It's getting a little damp. I'm glad I didn't wait any longer. I'm getting condensation on my beard. It's weird. Weird with a beard. But yeah, I'm also getting little occasional drips. the mist is getting heavier. We'll just pick it up a little bit too. We're probably going to get a rainstorm here. And I still don't have rain gear. I need to just sort of like stop faffing about and go order myself a rain hat. I don't know what kind of rain hat to get, so
I don't know. Man, I don't
know. Last street. And my lilacs have almost gone by. It's just a few little patches of purple there. My fence doesn't look any better. In honesty, it doesn't look any worse, but... anyway. Here I am. At the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.